AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Campaigning in Pennsylvania, Vice President Kamala Harris says the nation can't have 4 years of Donald Trump and his erratic behavior in the White House.
Suggesting we as Americans should point the finger at one another in a way that has been using the power of the presidency to demean and to divide us. I think people are exhausted with that, rightly.
In another battleground state, North Carolina, former President Donald Trump was asked if rhetoric critical of FEMA's response to Hurricane Helene in that state is helpful.
If they were doing a great job, I think we should say that, too, because I think they should be rewarded. But if they're not doing, does that mean that if they're doing a poor job, we're supposed to not say it? These people are entitled to say it.
The men, formerly known as the Central Park Five, before they were exonerated, filed a defamation suit in New York against Donald Trump. The group accused the former president of making false and defamatory statements about them during last month's presidential debate. Damage is being surveyed in Lebanon after Israeli strikes hit nearly a dozen branches of a Hezbollah-run financial institution. The Israeli military issued evacuation warnings ahead of the strikes. There were no reports of casualties. Senior U.S. advisor Amos Hochstein is in Beirut.
We're committed to the Lebanese people, and we are committed to Lebanon's future. And that's what I was here to talk about today. May God help and protect the innocent people of this region.
Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces say they shut down a cargo jet in the country's far western reaches of Darfur, a claim Russian diplomats say they were trying to investigate in the war zone. The White House is proposing people with private health insurance would be able to pick up over-the-counter birth control measures like condoms, the morning-after pill, and the birth control pill for free. The new rule would also require insurers to fully bear the cost of the once-a-day O pill, the only FDA-approved over-the-counter birth control pill. This is AP News. The Walt Disney Company has picked a Morgan Stanley executive as its next chairman. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
James Gorman will become chairman of Disney as of January 2nd. He is currently chair of Disney's succession planning committee. He also serves as executive chairman at Morgan Stanley, but will step down from that post at the end of this year. Disney says it plans to announce a new CEO in early 2026. Current CEO Bob Iger retired in 2020 after 15 years in the position, but came back in 2022. His current contract runs through December 2026. Disney is reviewing internal and external candidates for the CEO position. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The French transport minister is expected to meet with cycling associations following the death of a cyclist in Paris after dispute with a driver. Paul Verri was allegedly deliberately run over by an SUV driver who now faces charges of murder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.